From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Tuesday, June 7th. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
I haven't had biscuits and gravy. Is that what people have here?
Today we're going to shine a Spoleto spotlight on food. We've asked musicians and other performers and festival folk what they do about eating while they're in Charleston. Some keep it simple, starting with a cup of joe, like General Director Nigel Redden and composer-in-residence Osvaldo Golikov.
Breakfast is, of the three meals, it's perhaps my favorite meal because I have it early. I have coffee, I have toast, I have fruit, and I take a quick look at the paper, and it's a time when I'm quiet by myself and can just quickly eat, and after that, all the meals are communal.
Well, in Argentina, unfortunately, the breakfast is not as colorful as here. It's mostly café con leche, croissants, or toast with butter. With the influence of America, people started to have cereals and all of that. But it's never as exciting as this bacon and eggs and biscuits that people have here. But when I go out, I like these omelets, one of those amazing American omelets.
Knee-High Theatre founding member Mike Shepherd likes to have some fresh fruit.
I'd love to have a morning ritual, but I am a touring theatre animal, I guess. So I've spent so much time, you know, since Christmas, we've been in New York, Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, London, and now here. So certainly breakfast can be a bit hit and miss. But I had fresh fruit today, which is brilliant in South Carolina. We're suffering a bit in England trying to get hold of good, ripe fruit because it's all chilled in the supermarket. And I don't think it ever gets ripe, but the fruit is really good here. So if I had my choice, I'd eat South Carolina fruit every day of the year.
Others start out healthy, but then feel that just isn't satisfying enough, like bassist Tony Manzo, Westminster Choir member Derek Goff, or Music and Time series curator John Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm usually fairly straight ahead in my breakfast, cereal or yogurt and granola, something like that. But I have been a little bit addicted to the cinnamon rolls from Baked here in Charleston once I discovered them. They're some of the best I've had anywhere in the world. They're on East Bay, just south of Queen Street.
My Charleston breakfast routine most days is bananas and yogurt and cereal. But every Saturday, lots of us from Westminster Choir go to Virginia's on King and enjoy time together and wonderful food and, most importantly, bottomless mimosas.
Well, I usually make my own breakfast, frankly. I do yogurt and fruit, smoothies, things like that. But, you know, I really do enjoy the food in this town, let me tell you. Some of the seafood shacks on the Barrier Islands to the fine restaurants downtown. Basil and Rue de Jean and Fig and Hominy Grill. You know, I've got to get to them all.
Jeff Nuttall also makes sure he visits his favorite restaurants when he's in Charleston, which he counts as some of the best in the country.
Like last year at Fig alone, I probably dropped $2,000. I mean, it's unbelievable how much money. We go there every night, basically. Like Fig is one of the best restaurants I've ever been to. It's sort of like Chez Panisse was 20 years ago. It's so good. And it's so low-key. It's not snooty. I mean, hopefully, it hasn't changed. But every year I keep crossing my fingers, it's the same. There are a number of, like, Hominy Grill's great. There are, like, four or five places that are, you could just throw them in the middle of San Francisco and they'd do really well.
And finally, two Irish cast members from The Cripple of Inishman, Claire Dunn and Tyke Murphy, weigh in on some Southern breakfast staples.
I haven't had a breakfast outside of the house yet, but I haven't had biscuits and gravy. Is that what people have here? Which I can't even, like, in my head I think of biscuits, I think of like digestive biscuits or something, like what I dunk in tea when I'm at home. So biscuits or scones, and then gravy, I just go, okay, where does that take me? So I think I'm gonna have to bite the bullet and go for it at some point in the next few days, which I will. I'll let you know how I get on.
I had grits for the first time in my life. Kind of tastes like sand, but I imagine sand would taste like, I don't know, I don't think I'm a grit fan, I like porridge.
The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.